That's Plum. God help me. Hillsong United. So will I 100 billion times. Good morning to you at 7:50.
Weather-wise today, mostly cloudy. Now, we do have some sunshine right now, but mainly on the cloudy side today, high 52. Rain and fog then tonight, low 43. 61 for the high tomorrow. We're going to start off the day with fog, clouds, and rain in the picture tomorrow, too. Right now, it is 33 degrees.
Our very special guests, Patrick Kirkham and Heather Hershey, with us this morning. They're from Community Fellowship Church. Good morning, guys.
Hey, great to be here.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Patrick, you guys are working with GAIN, with Global Aid Network. How did that start? How did you get involved with working with
them? It's been an exciting journey. 3 years ago, actually, is when we got together for the first time, and we'd heard about it. We've kind of did a little background check on these guys, and we just found out that they're really making an impact all around the world, packing food, sending clothes. They have things set up all around the world. Where they can supply people with all sorts of wonderful things. So.
And who are they meeting the needs of around the world?
Well, primarily right now they're working with refugees, and there's refugees all over the place. You know, you watch the TV, you see some of these children that are starving, and it's hard to really connect with that. But these are kids that they have a father, a mother. Imagine your kid starving. And so for us, it's just been a really beautiful thing to gather the church and even the community and friends and just say, hey, come on together. Let's pack some food for these families. Let's make a real difference and make this come alive, so it's no longer just being overwhelmed by something you see on TV, but just digging in, packing food, having fun in the process, and just sharing the love of Christ with these people all around the world.
And you've been doing that at your church. You guys have been all gathering the community and packing these food things.
Yes. It's been really exciting because usually people will go to Mannheim where they have their barn set up and people can pack there. But they also do mobile packing, and we took advantage of that.
Yeah.
So we said, hey, come on over. Let's set up right here at the church. We want people to see it. We want people to actually feel it and be part of it.
And Global Aid Network, in addition to meeting the needs as far as physically with food, they also meet the needs spiritually, too.
Oh, absolutely. They want to share the love of Christ with people as well. It's not a condition. We want people to be fed first and then have a heart for Christ. And just, you know, we want to just live that out in that sense. And just Global Aid Network, they used to do such a beautiful job with that.
And Heather Hershey is with us, that she's sort of organizing all the families and getting people involved. And I understand our families, our listeners, have a chance to help you pack some food.
That's right. We don't want this just to be a church thing. We want this to be a community effort. There are so many times where families are looking for something to do with their family to help serve internationally or in our community. So we're inviting all of our listeners to come on March 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m., or March 3rd from 9 to 11. You can go to our website at communityfellowship.com and fill out the registration form, and then just show up and enjoy being part of the experience. I'll tell you what, we had a really great experience last year with my children. They were 5, 8, and 10, and they just really enjoyed standing up to those tables and putting the rice in the bags and the beans, and there's these little machines that seal the bags. Just an automatically sealer. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. And you stack them up. We packed 40,000 meals last year.
Wow.
Between those two nights. And yeah. We just really enjoyed being together as a church family. And this year, we just really, really would like to share that experience with the community. So everybody is invited. There is a cost involved. So you can just find that information out on our website.
And I love that families could do it. If you have kiddos 5 and up, they can join you and help do that. And that's got to be that doing that hands-on thing of meeting the needs has to be a great thing for a family to do.
Yeah, that's right. Just rice and beans. I mean, something as simple as packing food for the hungry can just teach them a valuable lesson about, wow, like they every day our kids can get up and have a nice, nutritious breakfast, but these children can't. So just having that visual of putting that food in the bags and being able to love the people across the world in the name of Jesus is so wonderful for
them. And 40,000 meals, that's impressive in 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, your opportunity to help do that same thing this year, March 2nd and 3rd. It's happening at Community Fellowship Church in Lancaster. You could sign up online, communityfellowship.com. It's Friday night, March 2nd from 6 to 8, Saturday morning from 9 until
11,
and that's March the 3rd. Check it out online, communityfellowship.com. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Great to have you. Great to be part of this. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Back to the music we go with Ren Collective. This is Rescuer, FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ, community.